TED Audio Collective.
This TED Talk features digital rights activist Nagat Dad, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
Imagine waking up to a stranger, sometimes multiple strangers, questioning your right to existence for something that you wrote online. Waking up to an angry message, scared and worried for your safety. Welcome to the world of cyber harassment. The kind of harassment that women face in Pakistan is very serious and leads to sometimes deadly outcomes. This kind of harassment keeps women from accessing internet, essentially knowledge. It's a form of oppression. Pakistan is the sixth most populous country in the world, with 140 million people having access to mobile technologies and 15% of internet penetration. And this number doesn't seem to go down with the rise of new technologies. Pakistan is also the birthplace of the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner, Malala Yousafzai. But that's just one aspect of Pakistan. Another aspect it is where the twisted concept of honor is linked to the woman and their bodies, where men are allowed to disrespect women and even kill them sometimes in the name of so-called family honor, where women are left to die right outside their house for speaking to a man on a mobile phone in the name of family honor. Let me say this very clearly. It's not honor. It's a cold-blooded murder. I come from a very small village in Punjab, Pakistan, where women are not allowed to pursue their higher education. The elders of my extended family didn't allow their women to pursue their higher education or their professional careers. However, unlike the other male guardians of my family, my father was one who really supported my ambitions. To get my law degree, of course, it was really difficult and frowns of disapproval. But in the end, I know it's either me or them, and I chose myself. My family traditions and expectations from women wouldn't allow me to own a mobile phone until I was married. And even when I was married, this tool became a tool for my own surveillance. When I resisted to this idea of being surveilled by my ex-husband, he really didn't approve of this and threw me out of his house, along with my six-month-old son, Abdullah. And that was the time when I first asked myself, why? Why women are not allowed to enjoy the same equal rights enshrined in our constitution? While the law states that women has the same equal access to the information, why it's always men, brothers, fathers, and husbands who are granting these rights to us, effectively making the law irrelevant? So I decided to take a step instead of keep questioning these patriarchal structures and societal norms. And I founded Digital Rights Foundation in 2012 to address all the issues and experiences of women's experiences in the online spaces and cyber harassment. From lobbying for free and safe internet to convincing young women that access to the safe internet is their fundamental basic human right, I'm trying to play my part in igniting the spark to address the questions that have bothered me all these years, with a hope in my heart and to offer a solution to this menace. I started Pakistan's and region's first cyber harassment helpline in December 2016. To extend my support to the women who do not know who to turn to when they face serious threats online. I think of a woman who do not have necessary support to deal with the mental trauma when they feel unsafe in the online spaces, and they go about their daily activities thinking that there is a rape threat in their inbox. Safe access to the internet is an access to knowledge, and knowledge is freedom. When I fight for women's digital rights, I'm fighting for equality. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
PRX.